item is subdivision 2005-79, Paradise Property has a preliminary.
This cluster subdivision application has been deferred since November 30th. Basically, it corresponds with the first application under old business that you just deferred a while ago.
Mr. Chairman, regarding subdivision 2005-79, applicant Paradise Property, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-79 for Paradise Properties based upon the record and for the following reasons, them being: one, the development is for land zoned AR1 within the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone. Two, the items listed in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. Three, the design preserves the natural environment by retaining approximately 75% of the existing forested areas. Four, the applicant has proposed 169 lots within the project, which is less than the allowable density for a standard AR1 subdivision on this land. Five, the project will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Six, the lots will be served by central water. Seven, the lots will be served by public or private central sewer. Eight, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance and the comprehensive development plan. This approval is subject to the following conditions, them being: there shall be no more than 169 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management systems shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. Best management practices shall be used in the maintenance of the system. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Street lighting shall be provided, and the location of the street lighting shall be shown on the final site plan. As stated by the applicant, walking trails shall be installed throughout the project with their location shown on the final site plan. Also, as stated during the applicant's presentation, the applicant shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. Undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. Amenities shall be constructed on the site, including a swimming pool, clubhouse, game courts, and playground. These shall be open to use by residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first certificate of occupancy.
I would suggest, in light of Mr. Lang's comments, that be changed to...
We'll revise that to building permit. A school bus shelter shall be located on the site in coordination with the local school district. That shelter shall be shown on the final site plan. Street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-79, Paradise Property, for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.